This means employers with 50 to 99 workers will be given a year delay until 2016 to comply with the lengthy list of Obamacare regulations. On the surface, you might think this doesn't make sense. Why is the president delaying another key part of his signature health care law? I believe it's because the administration knows the law will hurt our small and medium-sized businesses, which are at the heartbeat of our local economies. To test this idea, I asked constituents on a recent live Teletown Hall meeting what they thought of the most recent Obamacare delay. Of those who participated in the survey, 78% believed it was because Obama was concerned it would hurt jobs, versus 22% who thought it would be just to help the employers have more time to prepare. I've heard stories of East Alabamians who say they benefited from Obamacare, but those stories are far outweighed by the negative accounts. For example, I had a meeting with employees and officials during my recent tour of the Ogden plant, USA, in Chambers County. They brought up their concerns about Obamacare and its impact on their employees. With the continued uncertainty surrounding this law, job creators like those are nervous, and they should be. I'll continue to fight against this flawed law,